money cooling your attic? Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record, Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the king of clean.
If you're in debt to the IRS, there's good news. Optima Tax Relief can help you resolve your tax debt right from the safety of your own home. Optima's award-winning team works with you online and over the phone, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home to put your tax problems to rest. Optima's A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and standing by ready to help you today. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-973-7700. 800-973-7700.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Just a reminder that July 27th is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. This is a day we celebrate their unique sound. Bagpipes date back to the 13th century. These instruments have been mostly associated with Scottish Highlands. And would you shut that damn thing off? Thank you. And happy Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today touring a laboratory facility working on a possible coronavirus vaccine and expressing optimism one will be available soon.
By the end of this year, we're going to be, in terms of the vaccine, I think in terms of therapeutics, even sooner than that.
Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have surpassed 147,000. There are now more than 4.2 million confirmed cases in the country. Yeah, President Trump's national security advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for coronavirus. The White House says there's no risk of exposure to the president or vice president. COVID-19 wreaking havoc on Major League Baseball.
Games in Miami between the Marlins and the Baltimore Orioles and in Philadelphia between the Phillies and the Yankees postponed. Over the last few days, at least 12 players and two coaches on the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. The Cincinnati Reds also have a potential outbreak with three players.
Fox's Jared Max. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, let's go to William B. first. He's been waiting.
Hey, how's everybody this afternoon, Rose? Y'all good?
We're good. Good.
Hey, Greg, how's your doggies, by the way? I hadn't asked you lately. How's the dogs doing?
Man, Chamweeniums?
Oh.
Mr. Gubb? They're doing fine.
Yeah, hey, I don't know what made me think of it when you were doing that that thing about the Valentine's Day. I don't know what made me think of it, but... what was the game show host that y'all had on, and he had to go to Walmart after he got off the phone with you?
Oh, yeah,
you
remember that? That was Bob Eubanks.
Yeah. Seth, have you ever heard that one?
Oh, that one is hilarious, yes.
That's good. Bob Eubanks, I could not remember it.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are you asking to hear that?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I mean, going up and down those steps make my foot.
Now, the only good thing about that is that he got all of us, not just me.
Oh, that was great.
That was funny. I couldn't remember his name. You know, I've had too many head injuries since then, so my mind kind of slips sometimes.
All right, buddy, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.
It is 5:07. Is that okay? So Jacqueline's going to join us in just a sec.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Local news at 5:08.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. After several weekend ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery honoring the late Congressman John Lewis, the civil rights icon will now lie in state at the U.S. Capitol beginning today. Lewis was catapulted into the national spotlight following the Bloody Sunday March in 1965. He served more than three decades in Congress. No arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in the capital city. Montgomery police tell us it happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital, and they are expected to be okay. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of showers and thunderstorms to track on the radar over the next few days. They will last well into the evening hours and tend to die out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms will produce heavy rainfall amounts, high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. The storms will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Then look for the storms to thin out a bit later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, this is somebody we can all be proud of here in Alabama. I'm just checking to make sure he's not a Facebook friend. That would be very embarrassing. Yeah, you know, the Paycheck Protection Act and other things that they did during the pandemic to help businesses survive, were in large part successful, but whenever there's that kind of money being thrown around and they're trying to rush it out to people, some take advantage. So Montgomery police, Alabama man who received $440,000 in paycheck protection loans for three restaurants, all of it fraud, had been caught previously, faked his own suicide in Georgia. But guess what? Even though he left a note in the car and tried to make it seem like he was really serious about it, he's been found in Georgia using a fake identity. So now he's facing charges that could put him behind bars for 20 years.
Wow.
You just don't know. You're stupid.
Exactly.
Very stupid.
And greedy.
Yeah. And there will be more. I'm glad that they're following up on that.
I am too.
In the meantime, has anybody been held accountable for Salinger or any of the wasteful disasters that Obama did with his stimulus? We got a bunch of empty buildings that were for fake energy projects that... And the only time I can recall people getting bonuses for bankrupting a business. That's how it worked. And did the media say a word? No, because he was special. And when you need the best in electrical help, Mr. Electric at 245-1566, the people to call. And at long last this afternoon, we have...
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Hey.
How are you?
It's a Monday.
It is.
Was it a manic Monday in your world?
Every day's manic in my world, I feel like. But yes, it was definitely a manic Monday. So, but I have a question about this, like, guy over in, well, Alabama and then Georgia that killed himself. Like, yeah. You know, the whole, like, what? I mean, the repercussions of that are far more serious than just making up, like, a payment plan with the government to, like, pay them back if you were inappropriately charged. Mm. Like, if they, and you know what I mean? Like, the federal government will work with you. The IRS and all, I mean, they will work with you. I've had to tell clients that all the time. Like, don't panic. Pull your head out of the sand and just contact them, work out a payment plan. Like, you're a small fish, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I, by the way, just offered the IRS $1 a year for 11,000 years, and they rejected that.
Yeah, but I mean, in all honesty, like, I know taxes just came and went. And, like, I tell people all the time, a lot of my clients owe the IRS money. And it's just very scary when you receive information from the government. People panic. But, like, I've told hundreds of clients, like, if you just contact the government, they will work with you. They don't want to make it worse on you than it already is. They just want their money. They don't care how they get it or how long it takes to get it. You know, they just want their money.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, how's everybody else's Monday going?
Oh, swell.
Good.
Pretty good.
Good. That doesn't sound swell over there.
Hey, we love the pictures of the pizza.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah. Man. Okay. So, in the interest of full disclosure, meat has been really hard for me this pregnancy. I have kind of like a meat aversion. Oh. Baumhauer's fried chicken, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But, that's, you know, not meat. Like, but like healthy food, you know, like regular steak or grilled chicken or even fish. So Jared and I had this idea. We're like, let's just make our own personal pizzas. And so he made his and I made mine. I don't know if you could tell which one was mine and which one was Jared's. But it was so good. It was like prosciutto and frosh mozzarella, basil, arugula, honey.
They look wonderful.
Do you make your own crust or do you buy those preformed?
So normally I make my own crust. Mm-hmm. Those were pre-bought from Publix. So it was just, you know, it was late. And if you're really going to make your own crust, you got to give it time to kind of sit and rise. And this was like, mama's hungry. Let's get pre-rolled for $3.99 at Publix. You know what I mean? Like,
they look fabulous.
Almond flour crust. Thanks. Almond flour crust, which is keto, Greg.
Yeah, I've heard
that. Fathead pizza dough is really good. It has a slightly different consistency than a regular pizza dough, but, I mean, super delicious.
Here's a story that came in this morning about a new study that says you can eat an insane amount of calories once in a while, and it won't cause you long-term health problems because our bodies actually handle and process the extra burst of calories really well, as long as you don't do it too often.
So once a day?
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like one meal a day.
No, there's people like you that we hate because you can have bursts of extra calories every day of the week and it just doesn't seem to add a pound.
Dude, it's so expensive to feed me.
I bet.
It is ridiculous how much I eat.
Oh. Seth was working shirtless in my driveway yesterday.
Maybe you have a tapeworm.
And I'm looking at him thinking, I feel like I should give him food.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that because if you look at, like, intermittent fasting, you know, where you only eat a certain part of the day, you know, you're kind of doing a limitation of carbs as well when you're doing that in your caloric intake. So I would think, I have heard, you know, carb cycling, maybe calorie cycling, where you eat, like, a lower amount of calories normally and then you kind of shock your body, you know, with the mass, like a Cheesecake Factory visit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't eat anything there for less than 2,500 calories a day. And that's without the cheesecake.
Somewhere there's a list of the highest calorie items in all the restaurants like that.
I'm interested.
Me too.
Yeah. Something at Cheesecake Factory has 3,000 some calories in one meal.
I'm not mad at it, though. I'm not mad at it because it's probably delicious.
It can't be. It's cheesecake.
Oh, no doubt. Well, it's more than cheesecake. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, yes, they have a glass case at the front with these cakes. They're so beautiful. They look fake.
Oh.
And you can get them by the slice, and I think they're like $35 or $40 if you want to buy a whole one.
Wow.
They have a key lime cheesecake that's pretty delish, and they have a pineapple upside-down cheesecake that I may or may not have consumed like 6 times in pregnancy.
if I had the money to open a restaurant in Montgomery, that's what I would do. I would open
100%.
Cheesecake Factory.
100%. Cheesecake Factory is legit.
If I put it in Prattville, I could probably grow that city by 10,000 people and about 100,000 pounds in a year, easily.
I would probably eat there at least 5 times a week.
Yeah, it's, you know, Janelle worked at the Cheesecake Factory in Boca.
I love the Cheesecake Factory in Boca.
And I was so proud of her because their menu is so complicated.
They have like 25 pages, spiral bound.
You have to train for 2 weeks and pass a very difficult test before they'll let you, you know, follow somebody, shadow somebody on the floor to actually work the restaurant.
They also have a sister restaurant called Grand Luck.
Yes.
Which is also delicious.
Yeah, we had a somebody's birthday lunch there. That's out by Sawgrass, right?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of them down there. It's a sister restaurant.
By the way, Sawgrass is like this enormous, ridiculous...
The Sawgrass.
That's where a lot of the people live. You know, the bus drops them off at the mall at, 10 in the morning, and they walk all day.
The mall walkers.
Yeah, then the bus comes back around 3 to get them home in time for the early bird special.
Well, the Sawgrass Mall is in the shape of an alligator.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, here, Aerial America, whatever Greg watches on his phone.
Aerial Sawgrass.
Yes.
If you did an Aerial Sawgrass Expressway, you would see that the mall is in the shape of an alligator.
It's the second largest mall behind the Mall of Mogadishu in Minneapolis, which is its new nickname.
Huge. I've never been. I don't trust myself in a mall that big.
I wouldn't go there now on a bet. It just doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places I wouldn't go right now. Like, what's going on in the world?
Yeah.
You see what's going on in Kentucky?
We mentioned that earlier. The standoff between, wasn't it an armed BLM militia and then another militia, law and order militia, like, something?
There's like a lot of militias going on. They're just popping up overnight. I mean, I didn't realize we had that many, like, militias that were just, like, ready to go.
Well, you see, one of the reasons this is happening, we've talked about this afternoon too, is what should the president be doing? We're watching Seattle. I put a great article about a left-wing talk host in Seattle who now all of a sudden has taken the red pill because the peaceful protesters destroyed his apartment and the Starbucks.
Oh, so now we care.
Now he cares.
Starbucks.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, I know the president's in a tough position because, you know, he's got the opposition from the officials up there that are saying, no, we don't want the help. We think it'll make it worse. My question I pose is, how worse can that get? You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean it could get? You're scared it could get worse.
Well, on one hand, you've got the media denying that any of this is going on.
No. I say you nuke it at all costs. You nip it right in the bud at all costs, whatever it takes. If that's more National Guard, if that's, you know, doing whatever you can. Because at this point, you have to save life and property.
Yes.
I mean, there's people that are going to lose innocent lives, people that are not part of these peaceful protests or, you know, these areas. I mean, there's residents that live there. There's business owners that pay taxes for the protection. And they're not getting afforded those rights that they're, you know, that they're paying for and they deserve.
Well,
so,
the
scary.
Businesses in that CHOP area of Seattle, they're all voting with their feet. Houses, Eddie Bader would be going crazy in Seattle right now because people are trying to get out of there. Same thing in Minneapolis, same thing in, well, Chicago. That's been going on for 50 years.
I know, but did you see Chicago had like 54 shootings this weekend?
Yeah, but The miracle was that the death toll was lower than...
Three. Like, that just shows me that the people in Chicago have poor aim. But, like, 54 people shot?
But the mayor doesn't want any help from the president, you see.
She's stressful. Well, what about in Montgomery? We had four people shot on the boulevard this weekend.
I was just looking at that. We had three shot in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard, and Montgomery police identify victim in city's 38th murder of 2020.
We've been quarantined for, like, more than half of the year. What do you mean, 38 murders? Like,
in the 2200 block of Fairview Avenue, subject shot. I don't see
it. We got to get it together. What hurts my heart is seeing these videos of the children that are, like, flipping off the police or holding signs with, you know, words that we cannot mention on air.
Yeah.
What are we teaching our children? What kind of example are we setting for them? That's scary for me.
Also had a murder in Millbrook. 19-year-old Thomas Killingsworth of Millbrook arrested this morning, charged with murder. That arrest made by the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force.
Man, you know, that's serious.
He was wanted in connection to the murder of a 25-year-old named Kendrick Williams in Millbrook. Police say on July 11th they responded to shots being fired. Where's Sharon Lane? Do you know where that is?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
That's where they found Williams. I have no idea about it. He died at a Montgomery hospital. And the shooter is now in custody. $75,000 bond.
Okay, so
what
notice.
What kind of crap is that?
Yeah, notice. The bond. People need to understand how the criminal system works. Like, you're going to set his bond, and he doesn't have to pay that entire amount to get out on bond. Like, I know that people understand how a bond works, right?
Like 5% or something?
Yeah.
I think it's 10%. I think it's 10%. I think it depends on the bail bondsman company. But, you know, you pay that little amount, that you're somehow the family will come up with it, and then you may not go to court for that hearing for a year from now. That's a long time to be walking around holding a grudge, being pissed that you got arrested for something, you know?
Sure is. Remember what happened last time? What was her name? Anaya Blanchard, right?
Anaya Blanchard? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ibrahim Yazid?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or the guy in Florida that was out on 230 felony charges?
Good Lord. Oh, man.
It happens every single day, and people need to wake up and start paying attention to the news and listening. You can download a Montgomery County app. There's a Montgomery County Sheriff's app, and on that app, it has the arrest for the day. It tells you, it has a mugshot. It tells you all of the person's identification information and what they were charged with and their bond amount. I think that the population of Montgomery County would be alarmed if they saw the bond figures for some of these people, how ridiculously low it is.
Yeah, of course, in New York and places like that, it's zero for for violent crimes, it's zero. The other thing I urge people to do is to check out myspotcrime.com so you can find out within a specific radius of your home. We always mention them when we talk about applied security because sometimes you're lulled into thinking, well, there's not much happening. So, but when you look and see what's going on within proximity of your home, then you think maybe we do need to have some security around here.
Absolutely. The crime rate in the river region is grossly underreported. And I'm not saying that by law enforcement. I'm saying that by the news and the news agencies, whether it be on the internet or on the television. There's no way that they could keep up with...
And that's been going on for years. You know, because they're afraid that if people... You know, what's the thing that kills malls and stores in certain areas? It's fear. And so maybe if we just keep everybody happily ignorant, they won't know about this stuff. And unfortunately, that makes it far more dangerous for people as well. Mm-hmm. It's been a tradition here going back a long, long time.
We got in trouble for it not too long ago.
Well, next time we talk, remind me to tell you about the ice rink at...
Eastdale.
Yeah.
That's still open.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about the
All right, I'll remind you.
Yeah, it is.
But is it?
Yeah.
The story that goes with it, it goes back many years, but it was something that we literally had to force. We forced the local media and the mayor to acknowledge that it actually happened. First, they denied it. That's the system in place. Jacqueline, we thank you for your time, as always, and remind baby's okay? Everybody's good?
Oh, everybody's good.
For matters of family law, if the pandemic has stressed out your relationship, if you're contemplating going your separate ways, you should have a consultation with Delk and Tomlinson so you know what's at risk. Sometimes you're so close and so engaged in the emotions, you're missing the big picture. They can help you see that and help you make prudent decisions that are in your own best interest. Number is
819-4810.
One more time.
819-4810.
For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It was great to talk to you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
F529.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have that accident still going on Eastern Boulevard. If you're coming across the I-85 bridges on Eastern Boulevard, it's right between Carmichael and Woodmere. Left-hand lane, they are still officers on the scene there. Watch out for them. Very congested around the boulevard all over the city. We've got some light congestion. Atlanta Highway busy outbound, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue a little busy this afternoon. And we've got a couple of accidents on 31 at Hunter Loop Road as you are headed to Prattville. And the other one is above Prattville at Old Ridge Road. The one at Hunter Loop, we believe, is finished up. The one at Old Ridge Road, maybe still a few more minutes there, but watch out for emergency vehicles wherever you are. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the river region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on
it. I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Tough decision afternoon. By the way, that was Crawdad. Requested that earlier. Because I'm always scouting, listening to videos. I've had two that I really wanted to play at 3 o'clock and I haven't gotten around to those yet. And just received one from WayneDupree.com. University of Georgia employee and BLM activist, white people may have to die. Why is that okay? That is not okay. Why should any white person have to die to make anybody's point? And then, on the other hand, Mike Ditka, who is 80 years old, famous coach, just blasted the bejeebers out of the players kneeling for the anthem, told them all to go to hell, basically go to another country if you don't like it here.
Yep.
And, of course, he's getting crucified. He's a racist, he traded his helmet in for a Klan hat and all this other garbage. If that sounds familiar to some of you, it's because America Love It or Leave It was a thing in the 60s when the grandparents of today's anarchist assholes were out there doing the same thing, except this group actually is far more destructive. There were protests and they messed up a lot of parks. They weren't tearing down statues. They weren't just gutting and looting businesses for the hell of it. And this is long past having anything to do with George Floyd. And we all know it. They know it. They're just pretending that this is going to go away like all the other riots and stuff did in the old days. These are not the good old days anymore. The word is communism. It's the new pandemic. So tomorrow, would you remind me to play that? Mm-hmm. I don't think Larry King. Larry King. You're Larry King.
Uh-huh.
My mistake.
That was funny.
Not to Larry Stevens, it wasn't. I think Larry may be coming Wednesday.
Okay.
So, all right. So whatever. What,
Larry King?
No.
Oh.
No, Larry King is not. Is not going to leave L.A. and wife number 18 to come visit us. Let's go back to. By the way, the market had a pretty good day.
Ooh,
today.
Real good day, man.
And finished in the green.
2,700.
Yeah.
27 something.
This is, you know, Brandt's been talking about earnings. He was unable to join us. Has a very important client meeting today. But, well, it did nudge 27, the Dow did, but it finished at 26,584. It was up 114 points. Up is always better. It's going to get back to those benchmark numbers.
And you know people can't stand that.
What did that mean today? It meant that as companies are announcing their second quarter earnings, the market is optimistic, and that's good. Plus, they're close on getting another stimulus thing together. As long as they don't make the same mistake of paying people more to sit on their butts at home than go to work and earn a living. That was the numbers that we have today would look that much better if they hadn't disincentivized people returning to work by giving them a salary that they weren't even close to earning on a job.
Man.
You know, you want to make a good living, you got to do everything you can to be the best at what you do. You got to be ambitious. You got to let the people that you work for know you're ambitious, that you want to climb the ladder, that you're willing to do whatever you got to do.
You got to take pride in your job.
That's now. This, I think the gutsiest thing I saw all weekend happened in a baseball game. In San Francisco, while all the players are kneeling with the black rope, you know, and the way they tried to couch it so it wouldn't piss off fans is that we're doing this in remembrance of COVID-19 victims, I guess because if you died from the flu or something else, you don't count. And social injustice and all this. And I don't want to see that in sports. You're welcome to do whatever you want away, you know, away from the ballpark, out of uniform, have a cause. But one guy, one player, and he's a rookie. His name is Sam Coonrod. He refused to kneel. He said, quote, "I'm a Christian, so I just believe that I can't kneel before anything besides God. And I just can't get on board with a couple of things I've read about Black Lives Matter and how they lean towards Marxism." They're openly Marxist, but they're still getting promoted like they're the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Their goals aren't to better the country. Their goal is power. Let's be real here. So good for him for having the elephant balls, especially on that team in that city where they're crapping in the streets. It took a lot of guts for him to do that.
It really did.
And he's been getting a lot of acknowledgement for it, too. Hell of a lot braver than most of our politicians and alleged leaders. So good for him. That was electrifying, too. So anyway, if you have never had the opportunity to experience the empowerment that comes with sitting down with a financial planner. And again, I want to emphasize, when you meet with Brandt and his team at McDonald and Hagen, they're not going to sell you anything. It's not about that. It's about, okay, let's see where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years. They go through your budget as you're living now and find ways that maybe you can start setting something aside painlessly for the next thing, whatever it is, whether it's a pandemic or a little recession or something that makes things tight. You have that fallback option. And today is the day to take control, become managerial about your money. So call them at 387-0094. That number again?
387-0094.
Make an appointment. Sit down. If you're married, get together as a husband and wife with Brandt. Talk, if you have kids, talk about their future, education, ways that you can help prepare so that you're not constantly scrambling paycheck to paycheck to keep up with life. You don't have to live that way. take it from somebody who made all the mistakes with money that you can make. Okay? I had the Midas touch. 3870094 McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 5:41 and time for another visit to the traffic dungeon.
Skywatch traffic, keeping an eye on the roads for you this afternoon. And boy, I'll tell you what, we have got a lot of traffic out there. Very busy on the boulevard all around the city, most notably East Boulevard on both sides of I-85. Police are still on the scene of that earlier moderate accident between Carmichael and Woodmere. Use caution there. Taylor Road, very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way out to Troy Highway. We've got congestion, Troy Highway intersection, East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, and at Highway 331, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. And they are still on the scene of that accident on Highway 31 above Prattville at Old Ridge Road. Use caution if you're headed out that way this afternoon. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. After several weekend ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery honoring the late Congressman John Lewis, the civil rights icon will now lie in state at the U.S. Capitol beginning today. Lewis was catapulted into the national spotlight following the Bloody Sunday March in 1965. He served more than three decades in Congress. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. No arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in the capital city. Montgomery police tell us it happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital, and they are expected to be okay. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Rich Thomas Weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of showers and thunderstorms to track on the radar over the next few days. They will last well into the evening hours and tend to die out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms will produce heavy rainfall amounts, high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. The storms will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Then look for the storms to thin out a bit later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way. The Montgomery Performing Arts Center. You'll really It's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning.
Yes.
And again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then,
that's the Bob Eubanks thing we talked about earlier.
If your schedule permits it, but thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Oh.
So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country, you think.
Oh.
What?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, yes.
Good gosh.
Oh, we're all looking at each other.
Good one, Bob. 10 points.
Thank you.
Oxygen. I need oxygen.
Yeah.
Man.
Bob Eubanks, thanks for decades of laughs, entertainment. You're a real American icon. It's been a privilege.
My pleasure. See you Friday, August the 4th.
All right. And, that was a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was so great. That's as good as your convoluted intro this morning. Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, rubble.
Rubble. Yeah. Oh, and rubble. I was like, where did it come from? I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
It was great, man. You're the man when it comes to some puns. I mean, I admire that because my puns suck.
I teach a course in pandemonium.
Touché.
Look who's on the phone. It's Cooter.
I remember that day when he called in and he did that retailer, and it was like, I was like, you guys, special man. So, what? And then when it hit, it was just like crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for you, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the Cougar is no longer with us, God rest her soul, is Seth going to be riding in the passenger seat of your rocket to success now?
When he's available, yeah.
Oh!
Well, no, I mean, look.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice.
We're getting there.
Okay, I just remember that Susan used to have that job, and like I said, God rest her soul. Maybe Seth can do it now.
She was...
You guys have a blessed evening.
You too, man. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Cooter.
Oh, there are stories to tell there. But we won't.
Oh.
Easiest radio. It was just a matter of showing up every morning, sitting down, and finding out how I was going to get fixed on any given day.
Were you broken? See, I started listening after, like... You okay?
I just had one of those... stabbing pains.
See, I started listening. I listened only like a couple of days of her, and then she was gone. So I never caught much of that.
Well, you've heard. I mean,
I've heard the clips. Oh yeah, God rest her soul.
Some of those are, and of course, that's just a passing tribute.
To yeah.
Clark Griswold at Marshall Field's in Christmas Vacation when he is dumbstruck by the pretty girl Mary. Selling the lingerie, and he's trying to pretend he's not married. What's boy, you know, you talk about the A&E network. A&E network has lost half of their viewing audience since they canceled that cop show that they had.
Live PD. Yep.
Half of their audience. Why did you guys do that? What the hell's wrong with you? You know, one thing America needs right now is a show that gives people a chance to see the crap that cops have to put up with every frickin' day. And you watch shows like that, and you challenge yourself and say, could I do that? Could I have handled that?
You get a brand new respect for them watching that.
We need that. They need to bring back cops. All of this knee-jerk, political correct bullcrap has solved nothing. And by the way, since they've made all these changes and renamed all these teams, has one damn thing gotten better? No. Nothing. It's getting worse by the day. So stop groveling at the altar of political correctness because they don't care what you call your damn team. They want to overthrow the country. Does everybody understand that? It's got nothing to do with the Washington Redskins, the Washington Foreskins, or whatever the hell you want to call the team. Or taking a TV show off the air because cops happen to be on it. We need more cop shows. We need more cops. And we need to pay them more. for the crap they got to put up with in hellholes like Seattle and Minneapolis.
New York City.
New York. Oh, God. How long ago? It was, wasn't quite almost 20 years ago that everybody in America was a New York cop as we admired what they did on 9/11. Throwing themselves into harm's ways along with the firefighters. What happened to that? What happened to that appreciation? I'll tell you what happened when damn Obama was standing there with his old lady going, all this for a damn flag? Up your ass! With the flag! Sideways! Let's get back to reality here. Well.
You look good today, man.
You know, yeah. I didn't. I had that rant and I didn't muss a single hair.
You look good, man. Actually, your hair went down when you started. You know,
I'm like a cat. It starts to rise up, you know, when I first get.
I got pulled over the other day.
Is that our fat ass senator on TV, or is that some fat reporter?
No, that's Chris Steigerwalt.
Well, Chris, you need.
He needs to go see cryo because look at them chins.
He needs something because he looks too much like Doug Jones. I would fix that problem if I were him. All right, we'll get our final look at the roads here in a second. First, if you don't love what you drive, do you love what you drive? I mean, really, that, I'm serious.
No.
Do you?
No.
Do you love what you drive? That's the question.
No.
You can fix that with one visit to Jack Ingram. I love that call we got last week.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was so excited, just gone to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and driven off in a 2019 Nissan Sentra with warranty miles. In pristine, like, brand-new condition. In fact, they have pre-owns that still have the new car smell. Seriously.
And they said he said they work for him. You know, trying to make it work. And they did.
But whether you find a car in the lot of cars available under $5,000 or over $25,000, they all have one thing in common. Good vehicle histories. They don't resell wrecks or cars that have been, you know, close to totaled. They don't resell cars that have nasty interiors, and they don't sell or resell cars that are, you know, just a few miles away from complete breakdown. They vet the engines very carefully because they learned and established a premise a long time ago. Nobody's going to want to buy from us if they have to bring the car back, you know, a week or two later. Nobody wants to, well, you're stuck. They don't want that at Jack Ingram. So you can shop with confidence there. Plus, it's so atypical of a pre-owned car shopping experience. Whatever vision you have in your head of that, throw it out. We've been there six times and bought six times. And when it's time to buy again, there'll be a seventh. And that could be sooner than later. I don't know. I can be whimsical.
Yeah.
But we love them. They're just super people to work with. And don't let credit get in the way of finding a car that you'll love to drive, because they can get you done as well. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Great selection, great choice in all price categories from under 5 to over 25. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. You know what? It's time to love what you drive.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, keeping an eye on the roads for you this afternoon. And boy, I'll tell you what, we have got a lot of traffic out there. Very busy on the boulevard all around the city, most notably East Boulevard on both sides of I-85. Police are still on the scene of that earlier moderate accident between Carmichael and Woodmere. Use caution there. Taylor Road, very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way out to Troy Highway. We've got congestion, Troy Highway intersection, East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, and at Highway 331, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. And they are still on the scene of that accident on Highway 31 above Prattville at Old Ridge Road. Use caution if you're headed out that way this afternoon. All classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Please watch out for children with
limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This week at Macy's, no matter how you school, we're getting you ready with 40 to 75% off essentials like backpacks, easy outfits, and more. Plus, get 25% off your favorite active looks, including select Nike for the whole family. Going on now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup at select locations. Find a location near you at Macy's.com/stores. 'Cause I love it.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
I want to shoot that. Leon, we have just a few seconds, but thanks for waiting.
Oh, that's no problem. I just wanted to tell you I love your comments, Greg. I really, really do. And also, was that Tracy, the teacher that I sent you Friday? I know
yes.
It's got to be.
Yes, it was. We got to make that. I got to put that together with the call from the show because she looked every bit as batch crazy as on 12 as she did on the air that day. Death house, house of death. Oh, my God.
She needs some sun.
Yeah, sun.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah,